I'm Marisa Waddell with you on Issues and Ideas. My guest today is Wendy Lewis, who is the Chief Operations Officer at the Food Bank Coalition of San Luis Obispo County. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, it's our pleasure. And summers are more difficult for families who face hunger in our communities because, for one thing, kids aren't getting their school meals, but the Food Bank has some programs that's dealing with that issue. Wendy, tell me about your free summer meals program.
Yeah, we have looked at the county and the needs and really assessed where we can bring services in that don't exist. And about 6 years ago, it was identified that summer meals weren't taking place in our county. So like you said, a child who's getting a free or reduced lunch at school had no access during the summer. And so we decided to pilot this program, and it has grown tremendously over the past 6 years. So first year we had about 4 sites, and this year we have 30. And how it looks is a child 0 to 18 can come to those locations, get a free nutritious meal. They're targeted in low income settings, so it might be at a school in an area where it's low income, at a library or at a park, and the children come in and we feed them and just gives them a place of community as well.
Okay, so I live in Los Osos and I've seen a sign at Baywood School that says free summer meals. That's you guys.
That's us, yeah. Okay. And it is a little unique being a food bank implementing the program, but it's a federal program implemented through the California Department of Education, and we're our county's sponsor. And we actually exceed the federal guidelines on nutrition. So we not only looked at it as a way to bring kids food, but as nutritionally dense packed food as we can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like what kind of food?
So they'll get fresh fruits and vegetables. They'll get whole wheat sandwiches with lots of protein. They'll get nuts and grains and things to get the kids excited about eating a little bit more nutritionally.
And how does somebody qualify to be a recipient of this food?
How it works is that we have to have these sites at a low-income area. So the state has already determined the zone where the sites can take place, and we partner with an agency within that site. So a school, like you said, in Baywood, that area qualifies. So anybody who comes is able to get a meal. There's not any proving that you're hungry. It's like this little hub of energy. The kids are so excited. Sometimes the parents are with them as well, and it feels good.
And are you feeding the parents and the kids?
That's one of the hurdles with this program, being that it's a federal program. We're not able to feed the parents. So that's where one of our other programs came into play, because it was a way to address that, not just look at the parent and say, sorry, we can't help you. So we have some other things that we've brought to, especially this summer.
And that's one of those is the Children's Farmers Market, right?
Yeah, the Children's Farmers Market is, I just can't describe the magic of it. So that works kind of similar to the summer lunch program, where it's brought into locations that are low income. And those are also piggybacked with our summer meal site. So we already have the kids come in to get a meal. Now we bring in an array of fresh produce, a lot of it locally rescued and gleaned through our Glean Slow program. And the children are able to shop for free. We provide food bank dollars, and they get to make educated choices and learn about eating healthy. And the produce is amazing. You'll have varieties like heirloom tomatoes and jicama and Napa cabbage from just down in Oceano that a farmer has donated to us. And the kids shop, and they're able to bring home about 15 pounds of produce that feeds that whole family. So
wow.
Now we're helping the parents as well.
So 15 pounds, mm-hmm. That's a lot,
yeah,
of produce.
You should see the little 4 and 5 year olds. They can carry it. It's amazing how strong they are. And they're so proud. Not only are we helping that family and feed them now, but it's making institutional change in that child. So in 15, 20 years, they're making a better choice because they've learned about fresh fruits and vegetables and about eating healthy and local. And one of the other fun things we add to the program is we have nutrition educators that come in, and they actually take what's going to be at the market. They have recipes, and they'll create samples, and they get the kids to try something they might not have tried before. And they get them excited to then take home recipes with their produce to their families.
You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell, and I'm talking with Wendy Lewis, who's the COO of the Food Bank Coalition of San Luis Obispo County. We're talking about the unique problems that we have during the summer with hunger in our communities, and how the food bank is helping to deal with those. So we've learned about the free lunch programs. We've learned about the Children's Farmers Market. And then you have a thing called a breakfast bag. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was kind of the first time we were able to solve some of the problems about getting more food home to the families during that summer months. We were so fortunate that we received a very large grant for the Albertsons Vons Foundation, and that gave us the ability. They said, we don't care how you do it. If you feed kids, do it whichever way you can. And we created a unique program that's the first I think I've heard in any food banks, and it's called the Breakfast Bag Program. And how that looks is we have about 10 to 12 items that are breakfast good food, things like oatmeal and whole grain cereals, and they're all bagged in a bag. And again, we add that layer into like our summer meal program or other sites. The breakfast bags go out, and those kids get to take that home to the family. And keep in mind, the food bank feeds about 44,000 people annually. Wow. Last year, we distributed about 6 million pounds of food, but 40% of who we're helping are children. So that's why it's so important not only to feed those kids all year round, but especially in the summer when school's out and they don't have access to those free meals at school.
Another group of people besides children that struggles, I know, is seniors. And you have some senior programs as well.
Yeah, seniors would be the second population of food insecurity in our county. And picture you've worked hard all your life and now you're on Social Security and that number isn't changing and the cost of living is. And so seniors are the last one to reach out for help, but we encourage them that these resources are here for you. We have our rural distributions or our neighborhood they can come to. We have senior farmers market, so they just get a shop for free. And produce and high protein, and they're so expensive and they just can't afford it. So when we bring in the high dense foods that they can't afford, they just really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And where are you doing the seniors farmers markets?
The seniors farmers markets, we partner with low-income housing for seniors throughout the county, and we have 10 currently. So there'd be one like at a people self-help housing or a senior center. So it's where the seniors are already at, and we know that there's low-income seniors, and it just makes it easy for them because it's bringing the services right to them.
How can an average citizen like me help to fight hunger in my community?
There are many ways to help. If you want to volunteer, you can call 238-4664. If you're able to donate dollars, work the best with the food bank because we're able to take a dollar and turn it into $10 worth of nutritious food. So your gift really makes a big impact. Or you can just advocate for us. You can advocate for those that are struggling with hunger and let people know that if someone's saying it's probably someone who isn't working or needs to get off the couch, that's not the truth. It's really hardworking people, or it's people who might be going through a temporary struggle. And a lot of times people kind of judge someone who needs to ask for help. We want people to really advocate and let people know that these resources are there and they make an impact and it makes a difference short term and long term to these families, these seniors, these children.
I have a friend who was diagnosed with breast cancer. She was in chemo and radiation and lost her job. And here was somebody who I went to college with, who was a banker, now was in need of your services. Yeah. That was just an example to me that, you know, somebody who was fairly close to me, she, as a homeowner, had to go and get some free food because she couldn't afford any anymore.
And that's, again, that's that misconception of who's hungry. And a lot of time it's because of a medical issue that's out of anybody's control. One medical emergency away from needing help. One business going out of business and all those employees losing their job. I mean, it's everybody is could be in this situation. And that's why we are here. And we understand that we want to treat people with dignity and that everybody deserves the help. And that's what community is all about.
Okay, Wendy Lewis, COO of Food Bank Coalition of San Luis Obispo County. One more time, give me your contact information. How can people find out more about the food bank?
The easiest way is probably on our website, slowfoodbank.org. They can call us at 238-4664. And we are here if you need help, want to give help, or just want to learn more.
All right. Thanks so much, Wendy.
Thank you so much.
For Issues and Ideas, I'm Marisa Waddell.